bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater and this special one-shot of Good Strong Hands. My name is Jeff, and I'm playing Cinch, the Rope.
This is Johnny, and I'm playing Graham, the Wolf.
This is Jeremy, playing Crichton, the Imp.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and I am playing Jasper, the Rock.
My name is Aaron, and I am GMing this lovely bunch of coconuts.
Ain't that the truth?
And where we left off, we had just reached the High Mound, which was a very large mass burial site of heroes who had fought against the Void in a previous age. And there is here a large monument urging the folk to stick together against the Void, because together is the only way to survive. And also here was an animant suit of armor named Groat's Friend, who was a red cap suit of armor, and actually was the suit of armor that Groat, a red cap hero that Jasper knew, was wearing this armor when she was killed. So now you guys have a kind of an option. You have brought Flump along for this ride to this monument, and Flump is looking for his family, and you also have Groat is asking Jasper where his owner fell, where she was killed. So what are you guys going to do from here?
I'm following the scent of the rabbits.
Okay. They go down the other side of the High Mound, and you can kind of see that they head off towards one of the towns on the side of the field.
The path goes this way.
We can see pathways from the High Mound?
Yeah, from here you can kind of see some trampled grasses coming from one of the towns, or in the direction of one of the towns.
So there are several towns on the edge?
Yes, you can see a couple towns on each side, north and south, kind of like close to the Four Corners, but not really at the Four Corners, because this is a big place that people come to pay respects to people who fought against the Void. It's also a place that people have stood up, of course. They're not big towns. You can see there looks closer to like a way stop, but a small town.
And they're always on the edges?
Yes.
Okay.
Be disrespectful to build a village, and it's like building on top of Native American burial grounds.
I was going to say, in a perfect world.
Didn't watch much 90s Tv. That's all episodes.
That's all
were.
They built on.
Especially on the X-Files.
X-Files, MacGyver, Walker, Texas Ranger. Each had episodes about building on
Didn't
Native
they have
American.
A Saved by the Bell episode about that?
Yeah, yes, they did.
Wasn't the high school in Buffy, like, the hell
yeah.
Out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the sequel to Three Ninjas that no one knew about. It was about building on Native American.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
It was back to our game.
So yeah, you can kind of see disturbed grasses heading off in the direction of one of the towns.
I smell rabbits this way.
And it looks relatively recent. Smells recent.
Frump, is this where you came from?
Yeah. Our house is over there.
Should we check your house? See if they went home?
They weren't there 2 days ago, but maybe they made their way back there. We can look.
I think we should.
Oh, okay.
And I start leading the way. Does this go past the lake, or?
No, that's...
The lake's in the other direction.
Yeah.
Do we still see the water arching from the lake to the...
Yes. It's not water. It is red.
It's fruit punch.
But you
can't... Glass?
You actually can't really... The monument is very tall. It's like Washington Monument tall. You are not close to that, but you can definitely still see it arching from the lake.
So I can't, like, wind my way up it or float up it.
Can you fly?
You can see, hear, speak, hover, move, and manipulate objects magically.
You can hover.
No, fly is different. So climbing.
You can try to climb?
Yeah.
Slither around it.
It's mostly a vertical surface. I would say it would be a body roll and three hits. Target of six, because it's like vertical.
So is this a stone plinth? Like an obelisk? Or
yeah, an obelisk. Like, that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
You got one.
All right, so go ahead and mark a spear. Roll again. Because you tried for three.
Okay.
It's like three, a skill check.
You have to climb three separate times. Now you got a shadow.
Mark a shadow, and you gain a boon. What you can do with that boon is count that towards an extra hit. So that would be your three.
Okay.
You reach the top of the big monument, and you can see that it is quite clearly blood that is
trailing from arcing over the...
Yes, and where it initially looked like it was coming out of the lake and hitting the monument, you can now tell that it is coming out of the top of the monument and it is flowing towards the lake.
Interesting.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I merely thought of a scene in Lord of the Rings where a character would be shouting up, "Cinch, what do your rope eyes see?"
That's funny. So, is there like an opening?
No.
It's just like...
flowing out of the top of the stone. Blood is coalescing there and flowing.
It's sort of like condensation, almost, where the air is collecting the blood. Are there any markings at the top of the monument? Because I can shape them out when I get down there, see if anyone can read it. I'm pretty smart, but...
I don't know. Are there any markings?
Yes, crude carvings.
Okay.
Looks like someone chiseled them with a broken knife.
Can any of us read?
I agree with this. We can roll with that.
Okay.
Can any of you read?
I already read what they said at the base of the thing, so...
I would assume with a mind of one, probably not.
See, I got a mind of three.
I have a mind of two.
I also have a mind of three.
Yeah, so there are rooms there. They look very old.
All right, so I climb back down. Do I need a skill change again? Or just
falling back down the monument is pretty easy.
Well, I'm a rope, so I won't get hurt.
Yeah, you got no bones to break.
Ain't got no bones. All right, coming down. And just sort of fall down into a pile.
Okay.
So while I was up there, the red water is actually blood, and it's not coming from the lake to the monument, it's going from the monument to the lake. And while I was up there, I saw some markings on the stone. They looked sort of like this.
For the record, Jeff is drawing random symbols on the back of his character sheet.
So the first one looks sort of like a halfway between an X and a T with a loop on it. Then the next one is three straight lines with a line across the bottom.
I think the next one looks like four dots arranged in a diamond pattern.
Can't do that with the rope very easy.
I never said it would be easy.
Or he puts a line and then he puts himself here and shakes a little bit to get some dirt on top of himself so that the next piece is separated. And
yeah, I like the four dots thing.
So you're just drawing these in the dirt or are you actually forming them?
I'm actually forming them with myself.
So he's burying himself in for the dots.
For the dots, I was thinking of making little knots that would poke out in the diamond shape. And then it's got to be at least one more symbol.
Can the first one repeat?
It can be the opposite of it, though.
Okay, that's how the language works.
The slant on the first one goes from top right down to the left and circles around. And on the last one, it goes from top left down to the right, circles around up top, and then straight down.
Okay.
Can anyone explain what these mean?
Crichton, you have void knowledge.
I do.
So If anybody wants to try to read them, they can roll a mind with a void knowledge if you have the bonus.
I will go ahead and
roll. So that gives you...
Target number six.
What is...
It gives you an extra dice.
Extra dice. Oh.
I got a six.
I did not.
Okay, so you mark a skill.
I mark a spirit.
Yes, you mark a spirit. Jasper, you can actually make out the word for blood and cries.
These mean blood cries.
Blood cries, huh? Can Flump read it?
No, Flump cannot read it. Flump is actually standing there, kind of bouncing on his feet next to Graham. Very impatient. You can tell that he's ready to get moving. But Groat's friend, the suit of armor, does look at it and say, I think I've seen Aura write symbols like this.
Aura?
Who? The imp woman who lives over by the river.
Does she live in a wagon?
Down by the river.
Yes. Yeah, she does live in a wagon down by the river. But that's all you're getting from me. Until you help me find where Groat fell.
Which way is the river?
You can see the river. It's like north of the fields. You came from the south.
The town that with the bunny scent
is north.
Northeast.
Northeast. All right, well, let's go to the town.
Lake is northwest. Town is northeast. River connects both of them.
Yeah, more or less. Okay. So, traveling to...
Is Jasper going to help Groat's friend find the place where Groat died?
Yes. I know where that is.
It's right outside of the town.
No. Unfortunately not. It's right in the middle of the lake.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. I can dig that.
No, I'm trying to... One of my specialties is overcoming my fears.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
So what are you guys playing? Are you going to split up and have one or more go help Groat's friend while the others go help Flump?
I will help Flump.
I will help Flump. Wait. Wrong answer.
What about you, Crichton?
Crichton would be more inclined to help Flump.
Then I will go with Jasper.
Okay.
And so the party splits.
Yay!
Did you plan on this?
You always plan on the party splitting.
Well, I mean...
With this group.
Yes. It has no bearing on anything that I am doing. That's how I... corrected from compared to last time. I have what came with the book, a few extra things that I wrote down for any eventualities. And
so you said you always plan on the party split.
Yep. All right, who wants to travel first?
We took the lead last time, so I will.
And I think this group would be faster.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You guys are heading off towards the city, towards the town. Go ahead and, Graham, roll me a mind roll.
Just Graham?
Yes, because he's the one doing the tracking.
Oh, yeah, I'm tracking.
You're target number four.
Okay, I got one.
Okay. Mark a spirit. Also, spirit can be used to gain advantage as well. So if you are rolling and you only have one die, you can erase the spirit.
To add an extra die.
Yeah. I think one of the things that would be nice on the sheets here is like a little place where what these can be used for. But yeah, spirit can be used to add dice to a roll. You are able to successfully follow the trail, and what you actually find is that before it reaches the town that it looked like it was headed to, it actually heads down towards the southern of the two towns.
Would it be considered morning yet?
Yeah, it's definitely daytime.
Okay, because I want to take his thing and be able to use it today.
Nice.
Silent voice.
So what you can see is that the trail actually deviates from where you think it's going to go, and it heads towards the southern of the two eastern towns. So now you're...
So I'm following the scent, regardless where he says his house is.
Okay. So you reach, eventually, what looks like a waystop town. It looks like an inn, a couple other places where people can rent rooms for the night, as well as a big field where people can park their carts and stuff. And as you reach the town, you can... see that there is a group of red caps actually surrounding the front of the tavern, and they're calling out, trying to get someone inside to let them in.
And the scent leads into the town?
Yeah. It seems like at this point the scent goes towards the tavern.
All right.
Crichton's going to stay in the shape of the wild king fox.
I think
I want to go up to one of the red caps and say, what are you hunting, friends?
Friend? Who are you calling a friend?
Fellow hunter.
Are you here for the sport?
Always for the sport. And the feast.
Roll charm.
Hmm.
Target number 5.
Let's see what we got here.
Hey!
Got you one. Got it. Nice. There's a group of rabbit wildkin inside, and we are eager to get inside as well.
Ah, yes, rabbit. Wild rabbit, very tasty.
We're not going to eat the rabbits. They're carrying bags of food. What kind of...
Wild rabbits are very tasty. Not wild kin.
Oh, I must have misheard what you said. Okay. Do you think you could somehow convince them to let us in?
I can try.
I know there are 3 of them. There's an older and 2 younger. We tried to get someone to sneak in through the back earlier, but he left with an arrow in his arm.
Be peaceful. I will see what I can do.
We will wait.
This is a one-story building.
2.
2-story.
All right. I go back to wherever they're at.
I talk to Flomp.
Okay. Did you find my family?
I think maybe.
Thank you.
The red caps are trying to get into the tavern where there is 3 rabbits, wild kin.
That's my sweet Susie.
The red caps are looking for food.
Well, yeah, they would have had the food they were carrying. We left with all of the food from the house.
For a peaceful entry, would you be willing to share your food?
Are the red caps peaceful? Do you think they're going to leave with just our food and not take our lives? They're red caps.
We will negotiate this.
Flump looks really concerned. What if it comes to fighting? Will you fight for us?
Yes.
Is Flump riding on Crichton, or is Flump...
No, Flump's not on your back. Right?
Okay, Crichton will try and actually go around towards the back of the tavern, look for a way to climb up.
As you swing around the back side of the tavern, you hear an arrow hit a tree kind of to your side. And you hear a voice call out, stop right there!
Whisper shouting. Crichton's going to be like, Flump sent us!
Flump sent you to sneak in here?
To find his kin.
Well, you found us. Now get us out of here.
Did the arrow come from, like, the second story?
Yeah, second story window.
Is there a way to climb up?
Roll mind.
Mind!
Target number 5.
Well, here goes another skill. Told you.
Yes, you do see a way to climb up. However, it is also covered in thorn bushes. Yeah, so what it looks like, it's like a trellis up against the wall, but it looks like they'd also grown, you know, because they knew that someone would try to climb up and sneak into their tavern. They also grew some pretty thorny vines up all along the little trellis.
Any, like, awning?
No, there's no awning. It's pretty straight, steep-sided. There was an awning up front that you saw as you were coming in. Are you regretting not getting that shadow step?
Mm-hmm. He's gonna whisper up again. He's like, all right, wait right there. Flump will be up shortly.
We're not going anywhere.
Crichton's gonna change into a human.
Okay.
And he'll walk around to the front of the tavern.
So now we split party again.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
We split the split party.
You are
with Flump. We need 1/8 of your food, and I can get the red caps to let you leave.
Okay, I'm willing to pay them off if we think that they'll actually leave peacefully. I've never seen a peaceful red cap. Okay, I can't say never. Red caps aren't usually peaceful.
No, they're not peaceful. They are hunters. I go back to the front of the building where the red caps are.
Okay. As you approach the red caps.
I'll approach as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to crack a smile.
Nice. Well played, sir.
So they're all happy and friendly toward me.
Okay. All the red caps are like, hey!
Bon Jovi! Norm!
It's like, hey, it's you guys.
Yeah, we haven't... The one who had been talking to Graham. We haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know how many days.
Yeah, so what are you doing in this area?
I'm heading over to my friend's place on the edge of town. You guys are welcome. I think he's got a couple of barrels we can crack open and come on.
We're really trying to get the food that's in here. We chased a couple of rabbit wildkin in here. They're carrying bags of food. I'm not so sure about that.
Bags of food, some unopened barrels.
I don't know. That's a tough call. Can you roll some charm for me?
Yep.
4.
One.
Got all right.
Got my spirit back.
While he's doing that, I want to use the silent speak, silent voice.
Okay.
To talk to the rabbits inside. And tell them, drop all but 1/8 of your food out the back window, and you'll be able to give the rest to the red caps and leave peacefully.
Yeah, same thing. Give me a charm roll as well.
Nope. Well, this is 4 target.
I think it would be a little tough because they just started hearing a voice in their mind. So I think that it's a miss. Okay. So go ahead and mark a skill.
I knew it was a long shot.
However, the red caps, all but one of them, the guy that you're talking to, turns to one of them and says, hey, Jordan, you stay here and get whatever you can from them. The rest of us will go off with a... Man, I can't remember your name for the life of me.
I can't remember any of your names either.
Doesn't matter. There's beer.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I wouldn't kill for another spirit right now.
And so the group of red caps start following you to wherever you're going to lead them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have one left here.
I go to the one I say. I've convinced them to give you a share of their food. They cannot give you it all, because that's all they have left in the world.
He's like, the faster I get whatever I can, the faster I can get some beer. So whatever you can get for me, I'll take it.
All right. I call over to Flump.
Flump comes out from hiding.
He's agreed.
Okay.
Tell your family.
So Flump goes over to the door and knocks on it and says, Susie, it's me, it's Flump. Are you in there? Let me in. We're gonna give them some of our food. I know it's all we have, but we'll just give them some of it. We're still getting out of here with our lives. So Flump comes back out of the tavern with his wife Wildkin Rabbit and 2 little baby rabbits. And they put 4 bags of food on the ground and back away hesitantly, like watching the red cap.
Look to the red cap. Grab your deeds.
So the red cap grabs him and heads off in the same direction that he saw the human lead the other red caps.
Now you need the shadow stuff.
Because you just dragged off a whole group of red caps.
Well, Flump, you have your family. Travel peacefully.
Thank you. We will not go back through the fields. I'd avoid it if I were you. That's where the ghosts attacked us.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Flump and his family head back out of the town, back towards Tent City.
As soon as they're out of town, I go chasing after the red caps. And
where is Crichton leading the red caps to?
Hopefully to the edge of the town, and is going to skirt around one of the side of the buildings and try and escape.
Change form.
Yep.
Describe how you do that. As you reach the edge of town, you're kind of walking next to one of the red caps.
Now, is the town, is it busy?
No, most people are either fled or they're shuttered inside. That's why the tavern was empty.
Okay.
It's pretty empty.
All right, so he's going to walk up to one of the buildings and just start pounding on the door. The jinx!
Even Rod.
Odd.
No answer.
Oh. He might be around back. You guys wait here. I gotta let him know that I got company with me.
Yeah. We'll roll with that.
Okay.
Okay, so they wait.
Skirts around the side of the building, changes into a fox, and is gone.
Roll body. That's strength, nimbleness,
specialty in escaping.
And target number 4, because they're not really watching. It's good for trusting you.
1.
Nice. Marcus Spear.
Nice.
All right.
Too speedy.
So you escape. How easy is it for Graham to find you? Are you trying to hide from everybody, or are you just getting back towards the fields?
I would have looped back around to check the tavern.
Okay. All right, so then I'm assuming you guys meet back up.
Yeah.
After meeting back up, do you guys go back to the monument, or do you go try to find Jasper and Cinch?
And we try to find Jasper and Cinch. Yeah,
so we go straight towards the lake.
Okay, Jasper and Cinch, on to you guys.
I am imagining we're following with the path of blood that's going through the air. We're pretty much walking right underneath it.
Yeah.
Because that seems like the best way to do it. Like, walk underneath the spirit road.
As you are walking under the trail of blood, you guys start to feel something. What does it feel like?
Emotion.
A presence I haven't felt since.
Feels like anger.
Like your own anger, or it feels like there's someone else's anger?
Someone else's anger directing from me.
Directing from you? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not angry, but I feel the anger emitting from me.
Okay. As you're walking and feeling that anger, and it's actually slowly building, it's not all at once. It almost feels like the closer you're getting to the lake, combined with the longer you're under the
arc of...
Yeah, one or the other. They're kind of happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
You can definitely feel that anger getting a little bit more. And you can really see it, actually, in Groat's friend in the suit of armor. He started off, as you guys were walking, he was kind of walking normally. And as you guys start walking a little bit more, you can hear him. He's almost stomping his feet and, like, taking his sword out and swinging it through the air.
More of a skulk than a...
And can I get a heart check from both of you? With a target number of 4.
Well, you're open. Marking off the shadow.
Hey, I got 4.
Okay. What you can feel is that anger that's boiling up inside of you is wanting to lash out, but both of you are able to recognize that it's not your own anger, but that it's the anger of something else around you.
Do you feel that anger?
Yes. And also trepidation. If not to help show compassion to Groat's friend, I would not go this way.
I understand. Groat's friend.
What?
You are obviously feeling this anger as well.
Yes, I'm getting angry. I'm going to where I failed my master.
This is not your anger.
From the void, probably.
Roll charm.
What's my target?
4.
Bushels?
Yes. Nope.
Skill?
I got it. Just 1. So that's a spear.
So, at first he has a hard time believing you. As he's swinging his sword around, he cuts off the head of one of the roses.
Mm-hmm. And blood pours out.
Yes. Yeah, let's go with that. And as the blood starts pouring out at the top of the rose, fog starts rising out of the ground where the blood is falling. Mm. And the fog is getting very, very thick.
In the daytime?
Yes.
You start hearing also the cries of the anguished souls in battle that have fallen on the field.
As the fog becomes thicker and thicker, you're having a hard time seeing what's around you, but he realizes that he done screwed up. And he kind of gathers closer to the two of you.
Now, does he also have, like, a sword and shield?
He has a sword, but no shield.
Okay.
You know, he gets closer to you, and he's like, that was the void. The void made me do that.
I told you this anger was not your own.
But we must take responsibility for what we do, my friend.
Yes, yes, responsibility, but first let's see if we can get out of this before they come.
All right, run we must.
And as you guys start running, you start hearing the sound of phantom horses in the field, and Groat moaning and then crying out that the scions of the void are coming.
Should we roll anything?
The void is coming!
We will roll to see how fast you can run when we come back. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.